How do we usually start the show?
Well, we have to have the granddaughters.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Grandma's Basketball Roundup.
With my Gigi Dolores and my Aunt Tia.
Welcome to the show.
Well, hello and welcome to Grandma's Basketball Roundup. It's April 8th, 2015, and it's episode number...
25.
And of course, I'm Tia with...
Grandma Dolores.
And we've got a lot to talk about today, and we also have to go to the mall. So let's get started.
Yes. First of all, though...
Yes.
We have not been on record since Byron Scott lost his mother.
Oh, yes.
And really, I know that the family's broken up about that, as I know I lost my mother when I was 45 years old. And so our condolences go to his family.
Yes.
And admire Byron Scott for, you know, missing the two games, but he came back and to coach them on their third game. It's very commendable for him.
Yes,
and then also Steve Nash retiring.
Oh, yeah. What a surprise.
Yes. But now, did you hear last night that he is working out with Brown and Jordan Clarkson?
Oh, really?
Yes. He's coming and helping out on the training, which I think is really good.
Was he doing that before he retired? Or
yeah. Byron Scott said... that he's always, you know, liked to be around Steve Nash, and it's really nice having him there.
Right.
So I think he's doing it more on a, because he's going to continue to live in L.A. is from his retirement, it said.
Oh.
Because he's got the two boys.
I see. Well, happy retirement, Steve Nash.
Yes.
What do you think he'll do now?
He'll become an assistant coach someplace,
okay.
I think. That's my prediction.
Oh, so maybe that's why he's been spending some more time with Clarkson.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was Grandma's prediction, Steve Nash to be an assistant coach.
Yes.
Now, a couple weeks ago, I was on another podcast called Grown Ass Men on the Radio Titans Network to talk about our podcast, and we talked about Steve Nash, because he had just retired 2 days earlier. And I remember mentioning that Steve Nash has been doing karaoke at Barney's Beanery in Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah, and I talked about that in that podcast. So perhaps he will have a singing career as well.
Yes. And maybe he'll be in the comic.
Yeah, maybe he'll be a comedian.
Nobody knows that. I've been to Barney's Beanery.
Yes, you have.
I mean, a long, long time ago, when you were just a baby.
When I was a baby, you were there?
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember you, me, Shannon, and Grandpa went there.
Right.
Maybe 8 years ago, and we saw Larry Hagman from...
Oh, that's right.
From Dallas. That was our big celebrity sighting. So maybe you and I'll have to go do a karaoke night there.
Right.
See if we can see Steve Nash.
Yeah. Another thing, Jabari, and I don't know if I pronounce his name right, Brown.
Jabari Brown. I think that's how it's pronounced.
And he has signed an end-of-the-year contract with the Lakers.
Oh, so he'll be playing for the rest of the year?
Yes.
All 1 week of that?
Yes. And then they also have Dwight, I don't know how you pronounce his name, Buckles.
How is it spelled?
B-U-Y-E-L-S. Mm. He's on a 10-day contract with the Lakers for $48,000.
Not a bad 10 days.
Right.
Let's see if I can do the math. 48,000 divided by 10 would be $4,800 a game or a day. Right. I am actually much better at division than I am at adding and subtracting.
Jordan Clarkson was the rookie of the month.
Oh, he was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By the whole NBA?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, for the West.
For the West.
Yes.
Your honorary grandson.
Mm-hmm. And when Portland and the Lakers were playing. It was getting late at night, like 9:30. Anyway, that I was watching that, and I thought, oh, I think I'll just push record and catch it tomorrow. But Robert Zachary came in the game, and that really perked me up. So I sat and watched the game.
You finished it.
Yes. As I love, and he is amazing me a lot. Like last night in the Clippers game, this was the one on Tuesday night, he played 22 minutes, and he had 4 baskets, 8 points.
Wow, that's great.
I mean, and they're not, you know, dunks. Mm-hmm. They're a few feet, 15 feet out or so. And he just, I just thought, I tell you, I hope the Lakers keep him.
Yeah. You were telling me that someone was saying that Zachary needs work on his offense, but his defense is, his defense is up to par.
Yes.
He just needs to work more on his offense.
Right.
I did not see the score of last night's game versus the Clippers, and now I just look at it. That was a close game.
Oh, yes. I mean, they came within 1 point of them at one time.
Oh.
And
but
I,
they did end up losing 105-100, so.
Yes. I won't say that the other team seems like they get all of the breaks.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like there was another game, Cleveland and, what was it, Golden State? Anyway, it seemed like the calls were good for Cleveland.
Mm.
And one of them shouldn't have been.
Speaking of Cleveland, there was an article that just came out in the last week that LeBron James only has 3 friends in the NBA.
Right.
Who are those 3 friends?
Do you want to guess?
I know that one of them's Dwayne Wade.
Right.
And I have no idea who the other two are.
You have no idea who came in to the league at the same time?
Oh, Carmelo Anthony.
Mm-hmm. Now the last one. Kind of surprised me.
Okay.
The Clipper.
Matt Barnes.
No. He's your best friend.
He's my best friend. That's right, Matt Barnes. You don't know it yet, but you're my best friend.
Yes.
Clippers.
Remember the article on the little boy?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Chris Paul?
Yes. That surprised me because I never associated them before.
Yeah, I wonder what brought them together.
Thinking of LeBron just having 3 friends.
Yes.
That I was watching a game, and he came out, and his teammates that were on the bench, they were probably reserves and starters, had their hand out, you know, like they do for you to slap their hand.
Yeah, give them a high five, low five.
Uh-huh. And he just walked past all of them. He didn't touch any of their hands.
Mm.
No wonder he doesn't have any friends, and he probably doesn't want to invite them to his $15 million mansion.
Yes, he's. I think he just sold his $15 million mansion in Miami.
Yes. Thinking of people doing nice things.
Mm-hmm.
What about Russell Westbrook?
Yes. He's been in the news the last couple of days.
Tell us, Tia, what did he do?
So when Russell Westbrook was named MVP of the NBA All-Star Game, he was one of the things that he got was a Kia. And instead of keeping the Kia for himself to drive around Oklahoma City, he wanted to give it to somebody that was deserving of it, who might need it more than him. So he partnered with some organization that helped him find a single mother of 2 children who's 19 years old that he gave the car to. And he's paying for her insurance and registration for the next year. So I guess in the last week he just presented her with the car.
Yes, I love hearing stories like that.
Yes.
Because, you know, that they want to do good, so much of it doesn't even get publicized.
Yeah.
I mean, because you could see almost every week if we knew where they were going to be.
Yeah, well,
we'd be doing our podcast from there.
Yeah. So many of the NBA players have charities that they've started or they work with, and maybe we can highlight more of those as we keep going on.
Well, and like they feed the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing what they do.
Yeah. And I know one of your favorite players, Pau Gasol, a friend of mine in Chicago, who his daughter has been in the hospital since she was born, actually, with all sorts of medical problems. Just recently, he posted on Facebook a picture of his daughter and Pau Gasol because he had come to the hospital to visit children. And he came and met with this friend's daughter, and they gave each other high fives, and it was just so sweet.
And Memphis,
mm-hmm.
he always went from the airport, I think, to the hospital.
Yeah.
As soon as he got there.
Yeah.
So keep
it up, NBA players. Keep doing those wonderful things.
What do you think about, I know the commentators are saying they are tired of talking about MVP.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think?
Well, I still think that it's Steph Curry's to lose. Now, if as of today, Oklahoma City is in 9th place in the West. If they can, over the course of the next week, and they have a pretty easy schedule compared to New Orleans, who has a harder schedule, if they can get into that 8th spot and beat Golden State in the first round, and perhaps end up in the finals, I think Westbrook stands a chance.
Oh, thinking of Oklahoma, Cantor.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be traded or waived out of Utah. So in an article I read that they ask him, what does he miss from Utah?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what his answer was?
Nothing.
Mountains.
Oh. Okay, yeah, there are mountains in Utah.
Yes. Anyway, that we've had some good things happening. James Harden.
Yes.
To me, is an MVP.
Okay.
As much as I loved Curry, mm-hmm. Stephen Curry. But James Harden just, I think, and I'm so sorry. I was so sorry when Oklahoma traded him.
Yeah.
But it was all in the trade to get Dwight Howard to the Lakers.
Was that, in your opinion, the worst trade?
Yes.
In the history of the NBA?
Well, I don't know about the history. Because I hear Shaq O'Neal is saying he should never have left Orlando, so he probably thinks that was a bad switch. So there's a lot of bad switches.
Yeah.
Now,
I know we normally talk about the NBA, but I've got to talk to you a little bit because March Madness has finally come to an end.
Yes.
We can finally have our sanity back.
Yes.
So tell me, give me your final thoughts on March Madness, Grandma.
Well, I'll tell you a negative first.
Okay.
I don't like Wisconsin's uniforms. I thought when I first saw them, I thought that was like a ruffle, white ruffle around their hip. And I thought that must be a rookie and they're making him wear a tutu.
Yeah, they're just punishing the freshmen.
And then they did not have their names.
They had
Wisconsin on the front and the number on the back. So it was hard for me to watch.
To know,
yeah, because I have to look up their name.
Mm.
And if I hear them say a name or read the name, then I have to look it up. But I thought that that Wisconsin, of course, when I talked to your mother, my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Wisconsin alumni.
Yes. That she asked me who I was for. And so I said, well, I really am for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are a longtime Duke fan.
I am a longtime Duke fan. Although I was rooting, I would have been happy with either. In fact, I would have been happy with any of the Final Four that were in there. I kind of was pulling for Kentucky because I really thought, you know, it would have been great for them. But yeah, I was happy with any of the winners, which sounds like a very fair weather fan.
Well, not only that, but Duke, let's see, the score was 68-63. But the three freshmen on Duke's team scored 60 of the 68 points.
So those freshmen, if they leave to go to the draft, Duke's going to have to start over.
Right. And it's almost time for the draft.
Yes, it is. So did in watching March Madness, did you see any of the college players that you are really excited for to come to the NBA?
Well, Looney from UCLA, he's going to come.
So he's finally made his announcement?
Well, or maybe I'm just making it.
You heard it here first. Okay. Kevin Looney will be going to the draft. What about Okafor from Duke?
He fouled in that final game.
Yeah, he got into foul trouble.
Comiskey from
Wisconsin?
Yeah, I would like to see him.
What about the twins?
I thought I heard that the Harrisons were not going to opt out for the NBA, but then I read that they were. So it was kind of like a wait and see on that.
Okay.
But I kind of figured that they will.
Yeah.
And then another thing about Duke. Tell me about Plumlee.
Oh, so Plumlee,
who's just a reserve.
Right. He's a reserve player. He is the younger brother of the two Plumlees that are in the NBA. It's Marshall, Mason, and Miles Plumlee. I believe it's Mason and Miles that are in the NBA. And their youngest brother, Marshall, is playing for Duke. But all three of them have come out of the Duke system. And the two older brothers in 2010, I believe, won a national championship. So now their younger brother also has a college national championship under his belt.
Boy, it's a good thing I'm not their grandma. I'd be talking every day to anybody that would listen to me about my grandchildren. But I'll settle for my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and my honorary, Robert Zachary and Jordan Clarkson.
Exactly. I guess you'll just have to settle for them.
Yes. But according to the LA Times, they say the talented prospects for the draft are Duke's Okafor.
Okay.
Which, to me, I think Comiskey, I would have taken Comiskey over him.
Oh, okay.
And Justin Winslow out of Duke. And then Kentucky's Carl Anthony Towns. You remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Willie Colley Stein.
Also from Kentucky.
And Ohio State's D'Angelo Russell. But they didn't mention Comiskey. Some that I think are good. Just look at Jordan Clarkson.
Yeah, Missouri.
And 46th in the second round. He's really doing great. Another thing that really was heartwarming was Coach K. He was so excited. And, you know, you think as many times that he's won such great games that he was hugging two players, and one player he kissed on the forehead. I thought that was so sweet because it could have been there was one Duke player that was bent over shedding tears.
Oh.
And I don't know, it could have been a reserve or one of the starters, but you shed tears when you're happy, you shed tears when you're sad.
Yeah. Well, I think he was happy.
Mm-hmm. And they're just uncontrollable.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then also in that same article, they were talking about this Dwight Bicas.
Oh, the Laker that we're not sure how to say his name.
He's 6'3", and he is from Marquette. But he's been with the Toronto Raptors in development leagues and overseas. And the Lakers, they say, only has fully guaranteed contracts for Kobe Bryant, Nick Young's, Julius Randle, and Ryan Kelly.
Oh.
Then they have non-guaranteed contracts with Jordan Clarkson. That'll change, I bet.
I hope so.
Tariq Black, another one. Ed Davis, they said, was certain to opt out next year. Because he's only making $1.1 million.
Pennies.
I just think that Ed Davis, the last few games, he hasn't seemed happy to me. But, and then Nick Young's, Byron Scott, says that he needs coaching. And that's his job, and he's going to coach him. He doesn't know if Nick Young's is coachable, but he will. He came in late, came in at 6:45. I don't know what time they're supposed to be there. And into the locker room, and coach says, "You're late. Why are you late?" I think something to that anyway. And he said, "Man, I was talking to people outside." And that's no excuse, but he said it's a fine. If they're late, they're fined between $100 and $250. So they expect Nick Young's to be.
I wonder where that money goes. Into the ice cream jar or something?
I don't know.
All the Lakers are late, and then suddenly management gets ice cream.
Thinking of watching games, also, have you seen Kevin Durant in his scooter? Because he cannot put any weight on his foot. He's in a motorized chair.
I see.
And the other night I was watching him, and they showed the audience. He had a hoodie on, and it was kind of like it was just kind of hiding. And another thing, Ibaka.
Yes.
On the sidelines, because he's still out. I mean, Oklahoma's really down in players.
Right.
But Ibaka had this cool jacket on. It was real flashy. Something like Russell Westbrook or Nick Young's or someone like that would be wearing. It kind of surprised me, but he is so handsome.
How handsome is he?
He's very handsome. there's a lot of handsome.
NBA players?
NBA players.
Yeah.
And that's not because they look like my grandson or anything. Because, my daughter Diana said to me about Robert Sacre. Because I said, "I want you to see this." Because she doesn't. I watch the games alone.
Unless I'm here.
Yes. But sometimes I get kind of lonely.
Oh.
And then I might call somebody to see what games they're watching. Then I feel like we're watching them together. So
you had Aunt Diana watch Sacre.
Oh, yeah. Diana said that. Well, he reminds me of Nick.
Yeah, he does. I mean, I met him up close and personal, and he does have he does kind of remind me of my brother Nick.
And they do look a little. His eyebrows, and of course they both have shaved heads.
Yeah.
Because my grandson, he's in the army.
Although Zachary's just a tiny bit taller.
Yes.
Just like a couple inches.
Yes. And my grandson's very much involved in my great-grandson's soccer.
Yes, I was just there last week, and I went to 2 soccer games and a practice.
That's good. And
he's doing great. Grant, he's on the number one team on his club now.
That's so good.
Yeah.
And... thinking of our ex-players, I love watching any team. Earl Clark. Remember him? He just signed a multi-year contract with Brooklyn. And he's been picked up for 10 days different. I've seen him playing off and on this year. But I always feel so good when I see anyone that's picked up for a contract. Oh, another thing.
Yes.
I was reading in the paper. That's all the place I get my news is from you, the paper, and my iPod.
Mm-hmm.
But the Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts, this September, like around the 10th to the 12th, George Raveling.
He's going to be inducted?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's good.
And it said the former USC coach. But I said, they didn't even mention that he was at Iowa.
Yeah, he was a coach at Iowa. Well, that's really great because I know in our past episodes you've said he didn't get the credit
right
that he was due.
Yes, and did we talk about that when he was in college and he was kind of a lookout person for Martin Luther King? He and a friend were going to listen to Martin Luther King's speech,
mm-hmm.
I Have a Dream, and someone with the Martin Luther, they asked him, or if the two of them would like, they didn't say guards, but be with a king. And you could imagine that because being as big, you know, basketball players and
yeah.
And they said, sure. So after Martin Luther King gave his address, George, I read this in the Sports Illustrated, that George Raveling asked Martin Luther King if he could get a copy of his speech. And Martin Luther King gave him the original.
Wow.
And so, but George Raveling doesn't tell anybody where that's kept.
Oh.
Because that's a...
Yes, it's a video. Historical document.
Yes, so, but that was really good.
Wow.
But George Raveling, when he was at Iowa, he wore warm-ups. Mm-hmm. I think we mentioned this before.
Yes, because he wore sweatsuits.
Yes, but today, I think Nick Youngs and compared to Ibaka and them, and it's really neat to see them. Although now the other night, who was it that had on jeans,
mm-hmm.
torn at the knee, and a sport coat? They looked great.
Mm-hmm.
But years in my time, no one would ever wear a sport coat with jeans.
Yeah.
You never had it wear.
Yeah, you've seen a lot of fashion go from one spectrum to another.
Yes.
What's your favorite era of fashion?
Well, I really never cared for the real padded shoulders.
Oh, the shoulder pads in the 80s?
Yes, I mean, when they were big.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand what that was about.
Just make you look like football players. Another thing, I always look in the paper, compare the Casale brothers.
Mm.
How many minutes they play, how many points, how many points different. But Mark Casale, his hair is growing out.
Oh.
Yeah. And I noticed Nick Young last night, because he was sitting on the bench. He was probably late getting there.
Mm-hmm.
But his hair was almost like standing up straight, like 2.5 to 3 inches. And it's amazing to me. Tim Duncan,
mm-hmm.
he looks like he's got some little curls in his hair.
It's becoming the new fashion,
mm-hmm.
hair fashion.
Because look at Dwight Howard.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a new hairstyle, even. It comes down to a point in the back.
Oh.
I don't care if they make baskets. I just look at their hairstyle.
Yes. Well, that's important news.
So
they influence fashion and culture.
I haven't seen anything lately of our... Let's see, have I told you about Roy Marble?
No, we haven't talked about it on the podcast.
Roy Marble was a great player for Iowa.
Right. And his son plays at Orlando right now.
And yes, his son plays at Orlando. But Roy Marble has discovered that he has cancer stage 4.
Oh, that's so horrible.
And that he says that he doesn't want to know how long he has. He just lives each day at a time between Iowa City and Michigan, where his brother lives.
Mm.
He spends his time. But I haven't seen his son's name in the players list for quite some time.
Oh.
I just hope I hope he's still in the NBA because that would make Roy very, very happy.
Right.
Because Roy did not follow the rules.
Yes.
So I'm sure he's wanting his son to follow the rules.
Yeah.
But
well, our thoughts go out to Roy Marble and his family.
Yes. Oh, you've heard of Avery Johnson, former NBA player.
Wait, who is he?
Avery Johnson will be introduced today. This is today's news.
Wow.
As the new coach at Alabama.
Oh.
Now your dad's going to know who he is. He will be receiving about $2.8 million annually.
Wow.
A 6-year contract. So I hope he does a really, really great job there.
Yeah. Speaking of announcements, and back in episode 5 of our podcast, we talked about Sim Buller, possibly the first Indian player to play in the NBA. Last night, he played his first game with the Sacramento Kings. So, although he's originally from Ontario, Canada, but he is of Indian descent. He came in with 16 seconds remaining in the game. The 22-year-old came in with 16 seconds remaining in the Kings' 116-111 victory over Minnesota. The 7'5" Canada-born center signed a 10-day contract to join the Kings roster and said he hoped to help grow the game in India. "It was a great feeling, and I'm happy to be kind of an ambassador," he said. "Hopefully more kids growing up will see there's a player of Indian descent on the court, and we can get a couple more Indian NBA players." So congratulations, Sim Buller.
Yes.
And hopefully you'll get a couple more seconds in the next game.
Yes. I would like to know, but we will never know, what the coaches, when they go and greet each other after the game.
Mm-hmm. You want to know what they're saying?
Yeah. If they're using any four-letter words. Or...
if the coach-to-coach thing, I bet they're pretty tame.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to try and get pushed for them to get mics.
Yes, but we do, sometimes the players have mics on them.
And they have to be censored. And
yeah, but that's all I can think of right now, Tia.
Well, that was a big, long NBA update and basketball update that we just had. So why don't we go to the mall and we will sign off until next time.
Uh-huh. And I don't think any of the Lakers, Clippers... are going to be at the mall today.
No, probably not today. Never know, though. Maybe one of the retirees.
And I want to thank you, Tia, for putting me on Facebook.
Oh, yes. We now have a Facebook fan page. So go to Facebook and like Grandma's Basketball Roundup. In addition to our website, Instagram, @BballGrandma, Twitter, @BballGrandma.
And one of Tia's friends said... oh, you look like your grandma.
Yeah.
And I thought, is she talking about, because there's a real cute picture of me holding Tia when she was about 9 months old.
And that's on the page, yes.
I didn't know if she was referring to that or in real life.
I think she meant adult pictures.
Oh.
But I don't know. I'll guess that it's the adult pictures that we look alike. All right, well, congratulations, Grandma, on 25 episodes.
Yes.
And we'll see you in number 26.
You've been listening to Grandma's Basketball Roundup with my Gigi Dolores and my Aunt Tia on www.grandmasbasketballroundup.com.
For pictures and links to go along with our podcast, follow us on Twitter and Instagram @BballGrandma. Send us your questions, comments, and compliments to grandmasbasketballroundup@gmail.com.
And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for listening.